Park City's assistant city manager, Matt Dias, said following an invitation from the mayor of Courchevel, France, the city decided a fact-finding mission would be best served by including leaders from area ski resorts as well.
Well, we have a great collection of people. We have the mayor and his wife when they were invited from the mayor of Courchevel. And then the mayor and city council also extended the invitation to representatives from Deer Valley and Vail Resorts. And so we're fortunate we have Steve Isowitz, the Director of Development and Planning from Deer Valley, and we have Kristen Williams, who's the Director of Media and Community Relations from Vail Resorts, and they'll be joining us and myself as well.
Also going to Courchevel is Tina Quayle, a local resident who has for years overseen the Sister City program with student exchanges. That has been really the only element of the Sister City relationship that's been active over the last decade. Dias says while the trip will have an ambassador element, it's going to be a working trip.
For the next probably 7 days, we have all sorts of meetings set up in topical areas that we feel we would love to learn more about, learn best practices, innovation, where we can. So in particular, the mayor and city council expressed a focused interest in housing and transportation and resort development, land use, and connectivity. So those are our three requests to the French. Out of all the things that we do, we would love to spend a lot of time on how they handle their housing challenges, how they handle their transportation challenges, and how the relationships work between the different resorts and the municipal jurisdictions in the area.
If anyone knows interconnected resorts, it's Courchevel as part of Les Trois Vallées, or the Three Valleys.
So it's the largest interconnected ski resort in the world, and it's 8 different resorts. And around these resorts, there are sort of the older historic villages where all this activity was created from, but it's actually 8 different resorts.
It's not just interconnectedness for skiing, but also for moving people around without cars.
I know the mayor and council are interested in the structure, you know, financial structure, the relationship. Was it between two private entities? Is the state, is the federal government involved? But how they were able to bring so much infrastructure to these areas to move people around. I mean, to my knowledge, most of this valley is still connected by a 2-lane road. And the only way this is possible is through all this additional capacity that they've created so people can, you know, get to their destination and then, so to speak, leave their car behind.
Daya says there are also other areas of focus for the trip.
But we'll also be visiting students in the school. We'll be spending some time with the Bureaus of Tourism and Economic Development. We'll be having an afternoon on municipal services such as public safety, water, and fire. And then finally, we're going to have some time in the arts and culture and historic preservation part of their world and see if there's some things we can learn from that as well.
That's Assistant City Manager Matt Dias. The city is footing the bill for just part of the expense. The resorts are paying for their own representatives to go. Dias says while the trip will be celebratory, the delegation will also be mindful of the recent tragedy in France. I'm Lynn Ware, Peak, KPCW News.